This episode is brought to you by Shopify. That's the sound of switching your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling. Harness the best converting checkout and same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Stop leaving sales on the table. Discover why millions trust Shopify to build, grow, and run their business. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech23.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel and I am your host for this podcast. Mi nombre es Marty Angel y soy su anfitriona aquí para este podcast. I just want to share with you that sometimes we speak English, sometimes we speak Spanish, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. And what this podcast is about getting the story, the real story, the raw and real story from those women who have gone from survivor to thriver, and hopefully inspires you to be able to see that you can do it too. As a business coach, I love taking the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Gracias por estar aquí. Let's get to it. Vamos. Bueno, bueno, bueno. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. If you're watching me on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, thank you for watching me. And if you're listening to me, gracias. Gracias, gracias, gracias. So I just want to say that today is a little bit different because I don't know if you guys have followed me on social media. I hope you do. But I've been talking about the fact that I'm pivoting to a four-day work week without working 10-hour days. It becomes extremely important for me to be able to do what I need to do in 4 days because I am moving to a transitional home until I find my forever dream home, right? And I'm moving back to my little home, my little home. And so I need that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to pack. I am downsizing and packing and losing a daughter. Se me va a casar. And so getting ready for all of that. Lots of things happening. But anyway, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. I just wanted to share with you that I'm going to be dropping the recording of podcasting on Thursdays now instead of Fridays because of that 4-hour work week. So on Thursdays, you will now see me here on the Coach Marty Angel site recording the podcast, and then it'll drop 2 weeks later in the audio. So, gracias por estar aquí. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. So, gracias. And a little side note, notice that I'm wearing my little sun hat in honor of summer. I love hats, and you guys know I record all the time with hats. And so I figured today was going to be the honorary sun hat day. So I hope that if you are listening to this, maybe you go back to my Coach Marty Angel and check it out. And let me know if you like it or not. Maybe it's too flimsy. Who knows? But anyway, gracias por estar aquí. And so I just want to say thank you so much for watching on the YouTube channel and listening to wherever you listen. Today, we're going to start part one of a 5-part series. And today's topic is the journey of shifting from a traditional brick and mortar model to a digital one. You know, everybody, we need to explore this. Everybody is on digitally, right? I mean, today, yesterday, you know, the new Meta just dropped their new Threads, right? And within, I think it was like within 2 hours, there was like a million signups. I'm already on it, right? Because I'm part of what I do is I teach you to go from brick and mortar to click and order. And by doing that, I have to know, I have to know what's happening. I'm on ChatGPT. I've done masterclasses for all of that. So it's important, right? It's important for me to be a business coach that has tried those things so that when you ask me a question, I can answer. Es importante que yo también sepa las respuestas que usted, para que cuando me hagan preguntas, yo pueda responder en una forma inteligente, ¿verdad? So let's explore though. Let's get back to the topic at hand, which is we need to explore why this transition is critical in the modern business world. And it's not as easy as just saying, hey, well, you know, I can do what I do offline and throw it up online. No, that's where we are making the big mistakes. Si piensas que lo que estás haciendo en tu tienda, que lo mismo que estás haciendo ahí lo puedes meter en línea, ahí es donde nos equivocamos, ¿verdad? So in the business world, highlighting successful case studies of Latina and bilingual and BIPOC mujerpreneurs who are making the shift is important. So throughout this series, that's what I'm going to be doing. So again, if you're just joining us, hola, ¿qué tal? My name is Marty Angel. I am the host of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. And I just want to say that I am the champion for the underserved, the underrepresented, and the underprivileged Latina, bilingual, and BIPOC mujerpreneurs. So your host, also an entrepreneur just like you. And today, like I said, we're delving into that transformational journey of taking your business from a traditional brick and mortar store to a click and order powerhouse, ¿verdad? So today we stepped into the digital age a little bit deeper because now we have another social media platform and everybody's racing to be on it, and it's crazy. The digital age has opened up a world of possibilities and opportunities. Some people may think bad, some people may think good, but the online marketplace is bustling and full of potential clients waiting for you and waiting to discover your business. But I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. What? The shift from physical storefront to an online platform can be daunting. Because you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, how do I do that? Where do I do that? What do I do? Right? It can be daunting. Picking a platform can be daunting. You have questions. Where do I start? How do I stand out in a crowded marketplace? Well, fear not, babies, because Marty Angel, Latina Biz Coach, is here to share with you my knowledge and exactly how we're exploring that today. Okay? Quiero que entiendan que yo aquí estoy para ayudarlas, a guiarlas, ¿verdad? Chulas, hermosas, lindas. Yo les quiero ayudar, llevar su servicio o su producto de brick and mortar aquí en línea. Y cómo nos conducimos en línea es muy diferente que cómo nos conducimos aquí en la tienda, ¿verdad? So let's start by understanding why this shift is so important. In the modern world, being online, mujeres, being online is not a luxury anymore. Being online is a necessity. If you have a physical store, if you have a physical storefront, Your potential customers are limited by geography. They're limited by, you know, how far is it to get there, right? But online, there are no limitations. The world is your oyster, ¿verdad? So it's just important, you know, how much you think that it's going to affect you. But the world is your oyster. Imagine this. Pre-pandemic, we didn't know there were so many opportunities open to us, and we were hesitant and resistant to go online full time. We were hesitant and resistant to embracing remote work. Yet all of the Gen Y and Gen Zs, all of them, the majority of them would prefer to work online, remote. And now talk about your Gen X's. I'm a Gen X. I prefer to work remote. I lasted so many years driving. I mean, there was a time in my life when I was driving 2.5 hours to get to a classroom, right? I won't do that anymore. And there are many people like me, and there are many people I prefer now to value my time and to use, you know, the online shopping channels and Instacart and all of those things that came about that were once a luxury. They're a necessity for me. I need to make sure that what I want and what I'm going to make for dinner is going to be delivered to my door while I am working here, teaching you, growing my coaching cohort, growing my mastermind to help you rock your six figures. So what that has shown us, and it's unfortunate that many are still not embracing, they're retracting, we're going backwards, they're retracting, come back to work. Okay, how many of you, raise your hand, like to be caught in bumper to bumper traffic, getting to a place that normally takes 15 minutes, but bumper to bumper traffic now wasting an hour of your time and an hour of your time home? That's 2 hours out of your day you've been robbed. And that's how I see it. Because we're choosing to go back to work, or they're choosing for us, we're wasting our time. And people are getting more and more upset. It is beautiful to be, if you like studying at home, or if you like working from home. There are people that don't, and more power to them. But those of us that do and can still produce, I think we should be allowed to. That's just my opinion. But let's get back to it, right? It's crucial to have an online presence. It's crucial that you, as a business owner, actually have a strong online presence, because it provides a lifeline in person when shopping is restricted. Let me give you an example. So I have a friend who popped a knee, no longer can actually walk up and down the stairs. And the doctor said, you know what, you may be in a wheelchair, preferably not wanting to go out in public in a wheelchair, has now chosen to begin to find work remotely. And there's so many people or so many companies that are going backwards and not allowing that. And I think that's a shame. Have we not learned something from the pandemic? Have we not learned that there are people that thrive working from home, and then there are people that thrive working in the office? Let's allow both of those to happen. If you are a small business owner, know that you can still pack a punch and allow those people that want to work, you know, remotely, allow them to be remote. They can help you get online. They can help you create an online presence. I have worked with countless Latina, bilingual, and BIPOC women, mujerpreneurs, who have made the shift successfully. And today I'm thrilled to share some of their stories and their strategies with you. ¿Verdad? So let's start. Now, I'm going to, the names have changed because I don't want to share the name, their true name, right, to protect their identity. But let's start with Maria. That's a really good Hispanic name. So let's start with Maria. She's an incredible woman who actually ran a local bakery in her community. But she had a loyal customer base who loved her homemade cakes and pastries and her little conchitas, but her business was tied to her physical location. So yeah, she was on social media just showing things, but really not knowing how to do shoppable videos, if you will. So Maria decided that she's going to transition to an online business, but it wasn't smooth sailing because she didn't know where her target, you know, audience was. Like, who do you serve? That's what where I come in. Now, you know, as a mentor and as a business coach, I help you, you know, really get down to the nitty-gritty. Really, you know, they're talking about niching down. I can help you do that. But for her, it was not smooth sailing. She had to grapple with building a website, taking an appealing product and having photos of it and figuring out how to deliver the logistics of it. Where does she put it? And how, you know, if you do a video, you can't just, well, you can, but you throw it just up there. Sometimes, and a lot of times, it needs editing. But here's the good thing. Consistency. Maria didn't give up. She actually came to me for help, took my course, and most importantly, joined the mastermind. And today, Maria's bakery has not just survived, but thrived. She now ships delicious treats at todo mundo, literally, you know, and across the country, and her customer base has grown exponentially. Did it take time? Yes, of course. But her story is one of success. But trust me, you see her now and you think, okay, you know, she's an overnight success. No. No, it took 2.5 years to get to that point, right? So you have to be aware that it takes time. Now, there's also Alicia. She's a clothing store owner. She actually opened up a resale shop. And Fatima, who opened up a jewelry store because she's a jewelry artist, right? And each one of those women with their unique businesses, they both embarked on the same journey, shifting from brick and mortar to click and order. And so what is their secret? They embrace change. First of all, here's the one thing I have to tell you. Es lo que les digo a todo mundo. Si quieren cambiar, tienen que saber que necesitan cambiar. You have to embrace it. If you want to change, you have to first know and embrace the fact that you need to change. If you don't embrace the fact that you need to change or that something is wrong, that you need to fix or you need to change, it's never going to happen. It's kind of like those that say it's you're resisting and that which resists will persist. But these two women, they embrace change, they learn new skills, and they adapted their businesses. Now, here's what I want to say as an educator, because I've been an educator for over 35 years. It's not about abandoning what you've built, but it's about expanding it and taking it to new heights. And just because you build it doesn't mean they're going to come. Trust me, I have been there. Just because you build it, repetition, right? Just because you build it, nada más porque lo hicieron, no necesariamente quiere decir que, oh, ya viene la gente. Esto es lo que tengo que hacer. That's not true, right? So transition, of course, is not without its challenges. Mujeres chulas hermosas. It takes time to learn new tools and to understand the digital market. Now, Here's a side note. One of those ladies that I just talked about decided, I cannot do this. So she hired a social media manager. And so the social media manager was able to help her, but still she needed to know exactly who she was going to serve. She needed to do the homework. It's kind of like you building a business plan prior to getting a loan in order to open your business, ¿verdad? Súper importante. Tienes tú que saber a quién vas a servir. Si estás en línea o estás en tu tienda, tienes que saber a quién vas a servir. But it is an investment that can actually skyrocket your business. Mujeres, chulas, hermosas. When you invest on growing online, you go beyond any geographical boundaries. It's so important. There are also resources to help. Besides the fact that you can message me, find me on social media, ask me questions, you can take my courses, they're online, you can read my books, you can get my help in the mastermind, you can also get my help online where it's less expensive for you to do a group coaching. There are countless online tools that I can assist you with and that other coaches can assist you with. Everything from creating a website to optimizing your SEO and managing your social media. Mujeres, online communities, finding those online communities that can offer you support and advice and can give you coaches like me. Como yo, ¿verdad? Un coach como yo que aquí estoy para ayudarles a crecer, right? Are here to guide you through the process. You, mujer chula, hermosas, no están solas aquí en este camino. You are not alone in your journey. What I want you to remember is that the shift is possible. It's achievable. It's been done before, and you can do it too. As a mujerpreneur, chula, hermosa, you possess the strength, you possess the resilience, and you certainly possess the creativity to navigate this transition and come out stronger on the other side. Why do I know that so deeply and profoundly and in here? Because I know that well. So I want you to take the first step. I want you to embrace the possibilities that the digital world offers. If you don't know how to do it, find a community that can help you. Reach out to me. If it's not my community, then it'll be some other community. But I can guide you. I can point you in the right. Trust me. Use me as your GPS. Right? Si no saben cómo, pregúntenme. Para eso estoy. Soy aquí el coach de ustedes, las latinas, y yo las puedo guiar. Si mi comunidad de mujerpreneurs no es para ti, no son para ustedes, pues entonces no le hace. Yo tengo muchos coaches donde yo he trabajado con ellas y las puedo dirigir allá. So I want you to remember, every great journey begins with a single step. Are you feeling stuck? Are you feeling like you need to know? You need to write maybe a map on where to go? Then that's where you need a roadmap. You need a blueprint to get you from point A to point B, to get you from where you are to where you want to be. But sometimes that's not so clear for those of us that are maybe linear thinkers, right? And many of us that are like me, being the ADHD, right? Not just ADD, but ADHD type of mujer, that means that I've got to be creating, I've got to be going, I've got to have something to do. I can't just be not doing anything, because I can go from 180 degrees from being really busy to being really, really, really lazy, because my focus, right, my ADHD, that's par for the course. Since I've been diagnosed, And I got diagnosed late in my career, in my life, but I have learned to work with it. Now, mujeres chulas, I just want to say that I thank you for joining me here on the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded podcast, where I strip away all of the myths and give to you the raw, real story, because I'm serving you, mujeres, the underserved, the underrepresented, and the underprivileged. I am your champion, and I want to create a six-figure, I want to help you create a six-figure income. It's so important that we do that. It is for me. That is my passion. When people ask me what I do, they're like, well, what is it that you do? Well, I'm very clear with what I do. I help you, the Latina, the bilingual, the monolingual, mujerpreneur, BIPOC woman, gain clarity and focus on who you serve so that you can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order. Hence, that is why I'm creating this series for you, hermosas, chulas. I want you to hit that six-figure mark. Have you been hitting that five-figure mark and you're ready to up-level? If you're ready to up level and you need some guidance, reach out to me. That's what I'm here for. I'm here as your guidepost so that I can share with you all of the tips and tricks that I use and that many of my guests on the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded podcast that I've been so lucky to have here on the show. Gracias. Gracias. That's all I can say. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. Today was just the first of five episodes on this series on how to go from brick and mortar to click and order. So today we talked a lot about transformation, a lot about that journey. And I gave you some examples, some very personal examples from women that were actually doing things, right? So I have journeyed with some very powerful women whom I have learned from and saw their transition from and transformation from brick and mortar to click and order. And it's just amazing what I've been doing, right? And so I just want to say thank you so much for joining me. If you are watching me on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, make sure to subscribe, hit that bell so that every Thursday, notice that it's changing now, every Thursday at 11:30, you can go live with me, whether I have a guest or I don't. And also, too, if you have any questions, drop them in the comments below, and I promise I'll get back to you within, give me 48 hours. I can guide you from there. So please, it helps me to grow my channel. If you share it out, if you know a Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, maybe you want to be on my show because you've had success. Whether or not, you know, don't qualify success on what other people say. Qualify it on your terms. So, gracias por estar aquí. Si me están viendo en el Coach Marty Angel, yo estoy increíblemente agradecida que me siguen. Gracias. Acuérdense de tocar la campanita porque cada jueves aquí a las 11:30 me van a encontrar. Y en 2 semanas van a escuchar el podcast. So you can hear the podcast wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. This is Marty Angel, your host, really just saying gracias, gracias, gracias. And again, another episode with drive time. So my goal is always to give you the most amount of value in 30 minutes or less. So gracias por estar aquí. Have a beautiful weekend. As always, May you be blessed. Thank you. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.